go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Hello.
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 What is all the hype about?
Oh, she's a living legend, honey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I need you to share and tell me about that then. First of all, good afternoon.
Well, hello, hello. What up, friend?
This is long overdue.
It sure the hell is. You can hear me all right?
You sound phenomenal.
Okay, good.
And I got the text message. Yeah, usually I do a mic check, but I would do I do the mic check with just random other people. I'll just call somebody random and say, hey, just talk to me for a quick second. And I do it like that.
Okay. All right.
Now, this is
like a natural environment.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Natural environment for a very, very important conversation.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, so we have passed each other in the Twitter street for some years now.
Yes, it's been a while.
A long time. Like, it's like we going to the same house parties, just not properly introducing each other.
Literally, that's how I look at Twitter, as like a big party. It's a big room, and we're all standing in different parts of it doing whatever. And you're right, we have not actually sat down and had a drink.
Yeah, the music cut down. Now we don't have to talk, we don't have to yell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And we know mutual people.
We do.
And technically, I really don't even know them like that.
Ain't that something? Ain't that how I work in the streets of Twitter?
I met somebody else through them, and we just know each other as much as we could.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's
as much as we could.
It's dope. It's dope.
Yeah.
I don't like to call everything content, but that's the only word that I could find right now. I've been following your content for a long time.
You've been following my bullshit on Twitter for a while.
Yeah. And not just that on IG as well. You know.
Right.
I've been paying attention to the journey.
Oh, thank you. It has been a journey.
A journey. Yeah. Now, I need to ask you an important question before we go any further with this.
What happened?
How do you feel about, it's difficult for me to ask this. How do you feel about people that enjoy candy corn?
So my sister likes candy corn and my bestie likes candy corn. Shout out to Pebbles. Oh, I tolerate it because they tolerate it.
Okay. I feel like, and I'm not going to lie, as I've grown, I feel like they should get equal rights as well.
I mean, they only have a season. They get their, you know, their little season around, you know, the Halloweens or whatever. Let them have it. It comes in flavors. It's not only in that nasty, bland, plasticky. Ask Penrose. I actually bought him like the Jolly Rancher ones.
They have a Jolly This is news.
Candy corn. So, yeah, all candy comes in varieties in their peak season. And candy corn's peak season is October. So you can get it in any flavor. Like, you can go on Amazon looking candy corn flavors. Like, they just don't come in that nasty orangey plastic flavor.
Yeah. That's
they come in different flavors.
That's something else. Mm-hmm. That's something else.
Yeah, I'm a candy connoisseur because of my children, so, you know.
Now, you know what? This is important, though. I have a huge apology that I need to issue to you.
Really?
Yes, what happened? Yes. Now, I need to ask this. Are you an authentic New Yorker?
I was born in Manhattan, raised in the Bronx, and got my street smarts in Harlem. So, yes, I am an authentic New Yorker.
Okay. All right. So definitely this apology is definitely warranted. Being from LA, everything is much more laid back. Second gear, if you may, right? And in the type of field that I work in, I see a lot of people from different walks of life. Mm-hmm. And I came across a New Yorker. older white guy somewhere in
Borough.
Yeah.
It matters. The question I'm asking counts. Where is he from in New York?
He didn't let me know. I didn't know exactly where he's from. I don't know what borough, city. He didn't say that. We definitely caught the accent off the back. It was heavy. It was strong.
Yeah.
And he said the number one thing he said, "Man, I love the weather out here." He said, "But you guys walk like y'all don't have anywhere to go."
Yeah.
And I said, we don't. And if we do, we might be walking 30 minutes to an hour before we got to get there, because we know what time we got to get there. So we just going to walk.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, no, it's just different. Now, at the 41 years of age, I feel like no one has anywhere to go when we are inside that supermarket. People don't understand that these aisles are much smaller. These baskets, they trying to make smaller baskets, but it's like, why does it seem like every time I step inside of a supermarket, everybody wants to be in the supermarket, in the same aisles that I'm going to? Now tell me, do you have that issue?
What, in the supermarket? First of all, supermarket is my church. I worship there.
Okay.
I love the supermarket.
So you would help me with supermarket etiquette?
Absolutely. I know how to navigate any supermarket. I know how they're normally put together. Mm-hmm. The produce and the meat and the dairy are usually on the outside aisles, and everything in the middle is perishable or boxed or canned.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And if you just realize that about a supermarket, you can get around it pretty easy. Also, you shouldn't go during peak hours.
Okay, what's peak time?
Peak time is whenever somebody gets their food stamps. So the 1st and the 15th, I suggest you stay out of the supermarket, Walmarts, and all of those people who take that EBT. Stay away from it. If you don't like people, not welfare time. That is not your time. Stay home. Mm. Saturdays are usually trash. Sundays are usually trash, especially around a holiday or before a holiday. Stay away from the supermarket 3 days before Thanksgiving. There are certain things that you just have to know. If you don't want to be bothered with nobody, you go in the middle of the day with the old people. Okay. It's very empty. You go at night, you're going to get everybody after work. You're going to get kids, you're going to get families, and you're going to get annoyed. So, usually, you know how like old people do everything early?
Yeah.
If you do everything in old people time, you ain't got to worry about crowds.
There you go. I have to subscribe to that. Because that's where my apology is coming from. When he said, "Man, y'all act like y'all ain't got nowhere," I understood that in the supermarket. I'm trying to get my box of cereal. I'm trying to get my tortillas, and I'm trying to leave. But there's a couple of baskets in my way. I can't get to the box.
That's the last place we rush in. I think that's the last place you'll actually see a New Yorker, like, buzz around. They usually move a little slower when they shop. I think it's the only time New Yorkers really move slow on their feet is when they're shopping.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Right. We're fast walkers. We walk very fast.
A lot of walking.
We walk fast. The speed is better. Like, y'all walk because y'all chilling. We walking because we getting somewhere.
We can see it. So, how have you been?
I'm better today. It's been a rough couple of months, but I'm okay right now.
Okay.
Today is a good day.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got any goals for this year? I know we're still in the first quarter. What are we looking forward to?
So far, I just met my goal already.
What's that?
My goal was to become a six-figure nigga again.
Ooh.
And I just got a new job.
I mean, out the gate.
Mama's back to being a six-figure nigga, and I am excited. I didn't expect it. This is not what I thought I would get. I don't know why, but I got my first paycheck and I looked at it and I said, "Yeah, nigga, we've arrived again."
We back to something familiar. Do you love what you do?
Yeah. Love, I won't say love. It's easy at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that. I work in finance. I've been doing accounting work for 25 years. So for me, it's just like second nature. I wouldn't say I love it. I just say it's easy.
Okay. Would you happen to have a career, I would say a dream career?
Oh, I used to be a hairstylist. I had my cosmetology license in the state of New York. I used to do hair. That was very gratifying. Mm-hmm. I think that was the most fulfilled I've actually felt in a career.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that fulfillment, it did not fulfill in my pocket, sir. Once the natural hair movement really came along and destroyed my business.
Mm. So, well,
yeah.
Would you consider, do you do it as a hobby?
Well, I still do hair. Like, my hair is always done, as you know, as you can see on the interwebs. Mama don't play. But my hair is always done. So I'll do my own hair. I'll get somebody else to do it. I do my daughter's hair. I do family members' hair. I still will touch someone's hair. Like, touching someone's hair and having that bond for me really, really gives me joy. So I do touch hair. At least once a month, I'm doing somebody's hair. If it's not my own, it's somebody's.
Okay. All right.
So I can still get that feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said earlier, I've been following your content. You have a voice.
Thank you.
It's very...
I try.
Yeah. No, it's very strong. It's very colorful.
Thank you.
We can see those tweets. It don't matter the font size. It don't matter the font style. When you see hype tweet, you look at it, you understand it. And if you do have any type of problem with it, you will proceed with caution, and you will think twice about saying, should I quote this? Should I say something? Or should I just keep scrolling and mind my business?
Oh, wow. I'm glad I am coming across that way, because I am as advertised.
Yeah.
The same person you see on Twitter, same person you see on Instagram, I am in person. And anybody who has met me or has had the pleasure of getting to know me knows that I am as advertised. I'm fun. I'm direct, though, and you can't disrespect me. So when I walk into a room, I know for a fact that people's back straighten a little bit,
because
you're not gonna fuck with me. You're not gonna play in my face, and if you do, you're really feeling froggy today. Good luck to you.
Yeah, no, I straighten up my back when I, decide that I want to participate in one of your tweets. I straighten up my back, and I say it clear. I say it with my chest.
That's my thing. I don't like people who come with pretense. I'm not really interested in anyone's play character or who they want to be online. Mm-hmm. I can see through that.
Yeah.
You can easily see through that. And especially when someone comes into your DMs and wants to have a private conversation, I can see y'all in your first two sentences.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so come over here, come correct. And then and people do come at me sideways, and that doesn't. And this interaction doesn't last very long because I don't allow it to.
If they didn't talk to me before they did, I would have told them. Out the gate. what's your problem? What you own today? Do you not know?
I don't like fuckery. I really don't. I do. You know, I like it to a point where I'm entertained. But when it gets to the point where it's like excessive or for no reason at all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to participate. Like, I don't have to follow. You don't have to follow me. You don't have to like my tweet. And at the end of the day, you're a thumb thugger. Because whatever I say, what the fuck are you going to do about it?
I'm about to just keep going. I'm right now with thumb thugger.
Thumb thugging. You thumb thugging. That's all that is. When people on the internet, they talk about, fuck you, da 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 da. I don't see you coming over to Jersey City with that mouth.
Ooh.
I don't see you coming over here to Jersey City with that mouth. And I know you're not going to. So shut the fuck up.
Tell them.
Don't have to respond.
That's a fact.
You can literally keep on scrolling. You can unfollow, block, do it all. But when you come here, all right, and guess what? You might even win the argument. You might not even know you won the argument. Because guess what? A lot of times I just walk away in the middle of it.
Mm. Mm.
I don't really owe anybody a long-term argument. Once I say what I got to say, you can keep going. I'm just going to scroll past you.
Yeah. And you're not going to do nothing about it, she said.
But seriously, what the fuck are y'all going to do about it?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about it, again, I want to go down mm-hmm. this. I want to go down this tree that you have built. That mm-hmm. I have just so happened to walk by and see a couple of leaves and stuff like that. So, I remember one day I was getting a lot of content from your side of your camp, and I came across a young lady named Stephanie. And
my
the correction, I know. And at the time, I didn't know, though. At the time, I didn't know.
Yes. And, that's a lot of people, by the way, don't know that we're sisters until they find out we're sisters.
I did, and I didn't know. And I want to say, when I got corrected so quick when I spelled her name wrong.
As you should have.
Yes. It was extremely quick. I think by the time I posted it, it was mm-hmm. literally 22 seconds later. It was like, no, it's with an F. It's an F in there.
Yeah. Her name is spelled on her handle.
Yeah.
Why are you misspelling it?
That's a fact.
And we have interesting names, as her name is Stephanie, which would be plain, but it's not with the PH, so it's considered an interesting name. My government name is interesting. So people misspelling or mispronouncing our name has something we've had to deal with all of our lives, mm-hmm. and we will not tolerate it in our 40s.
At all. And I got hip to that real fast, because I mean, now to my defense, it was the videos that I came across first, so I was hearing the name instead of like seeing it. And then when
you met her, I think her stuff said life architect instead of Stephanie. So that's to your defense. So you're welcome.
Okay.
I gotta defend you now.
Danny Blanco.
That is my brother-in-law, Stephanie's husband.
Let me tell you, he is mm-hmm. one. He's my best friend, and he don't know it.
He's gonna love hearing that.
Look, that is one of the most entertaining. But it just feels like when I meet him, he already has something to drink for me.
Yes,
he feels like if you want to drink, go get it yourself.
He is as advertised. Stephanie is as advertised. The people you see and hear and on these videos and stuff like that, we are those people in real life. Isn't that great?
That is that guy right there. You need more humans like that. He'll tag me in January about some sports, and then tag me like 4 months later. Like, we just mm-hmm. been tweeting all day. Bro, you haven't talked to me in 4 months. And you tweet me as if I just seen you yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Baylor, what you think about this? Bro, we need to catch up on some stuff. How have you been?
We can't be jumping like this.
Yeah, he got lost in my algorithms a while ago, and then he popped up again. But he popped up by tagging me. I said, oh, there you go. Now, there you go.
Well, he's alive.
Yeah. No, that's my guy. When you see him, tell him he got to be on the show. I will not retire from podcasting until he does an episode.
Hit him in the DMs. I'm sure he will absolutely do your show. I'm absolutely positive he would. Hit him in the DM. Don't put me in it. You do it yourself now.
I will. All right. I definitely will. But I wanted to say this is like half of the reason I wanted to have this episode is because those two people, including yourself, mm-hmm. Y'all have phenomenal energy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's like, I know just being a human every day, we go through our issues. Everyday issues, whether it's work, family, you know, personal, mental issues, whatever the case may be, we all go through, you know, some struggles. But the fact that y'all could be so inviting content-wise on a daily or weekly basis is phenomenal.
Thank you.
That's why I said that camp. Y'all got a strong camp. Look, I'm on the mission. I don't know what I technically, I don't know my purpose on this planet, but I know what I would want it to be, right? I am going to try my best to save as many people as I can with my R&B list
Because that list is serious.
That list is, hey, man, it gets the job done. Hey, for all y'all out there, I might be having a heartfelt talk right now. Don't play around with me when it comes to my music, okay? Don't play with me. And
I am so sorry.
What happened?
My kids are leaving, and I went to hug my son, and my headphone fell out, and it cut you off.
I'm glad you said that. I've seen a couple of highlights. I've seen a couple of highlights from him.
What do you mean?
Didn't you have something you
used to play basketball?
Child? Yeah.
Yeah, he used to play basketball.
That child, that is a grown.
Oh, he's 21 now.
That's a grown man.
Yeah, that's how long you've been following me. You've been watching my son play ball. Like, he's 21 now.
Yeah, I'm peeping the highlights. Highlights. Yes, and he's a grown man.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, my bad. Okay, they're going. I'm all yours.
You good. No, that's lovely. I was trying to say, like, the camp that y'all, that trio. And this is coming off of, I had to meet you. Did I meet you through Penrose?
We got closer when I started being friends with Penrose.
I think so.
We were following each other before that.
I think so as well, because I was trying to figure out how, but I just chalked it up to just podcasting in general. And I've come across a lot of people. Probably New York and Houston will probably be the two cities that I know the most podcasters.
I think I got you because of my sister's podcast. This little corner of Black Twitter that we're in is, I'm only in it because of my sister.
Okay.
Me and Denny were on Twitter way before Steffi was. And we were more active before Stephanie. And when Stephanie she started doing Nacho Mama's podcast and doing live events, we would go with her everywhere. That's how I got into the corner of Black Twitter.
Because
I wasn't following any of us until my sister decided that she was going to use this as advertising.
Okay.
So she's the reason, and I love her for that. She brought all these wonderful people into my life because of her. So I like to say I'm fame adjacent. My sister's the famous person. I'm adjacent.
Okay. I think I knew you before I met her.
Really?
Yeah. That when I told
you how that works.
You was tweeting. I really just don't know how. I really don't.
You're right. It could have been through Penrose because there was a whole bunch of other people that started following me after me and him became friends. So you're right. It could be because of him.
Okay. I don't know. Like I said, I at that time just knew people. You know, and like this is our first time ever recording on a podcast in general. So
yes.
It's just funny how life works. But I'll chalk it up to energy though. I like y'all energy.
Yeah.
People ask me certain questions. Why are y'all so happy?
We come across happy? Oh, man, I got to tell people that. We got to fix that.
No, it just, it does. I can feel that. Look, man, when he started tagging me and stuff, his energy, I'm like, bro, it's just, how much coffee is it? Is it coffee?
He's like that. He's always like that.
Yeah, he ready to go. Like, man.
He's always like that. I don't believe, personally, you can ask my sister and Denny how they feel about it, but they probably would agree. The world doesn't get to see me in my regular. When y'all see me, I'm smiling. How y'all doing? I'm professional and nice and friendly until I'm not. Mm-hmm. That's why we always come across so nice. We present ourselves as such.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how people just come out and they just look ornery? I can do that too, but would you rather me smile at you?
Look, hey,
would you rather me smile or be ornery? Pick it.
Hey, I'll take the smile. Now, look, there's also, I issued the apology because, when I got somewhere to go, I got somewhere to go. So I totally understand.
Okay.
But I also have something that I've been looking to straighten out for years. for, I ain't gonna say a year. It ain't been like 8 years. I think at the bare, I'll say about 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
Here's the backstory. Here's the origin story. And then
I love a good origin story.
Yeah, here's a good origin story. So I got an auntie, and she's like a second mother to me. She stays in Compton. So I go out there, and she asked me to go to the supermarket, right? I go to the supermarket, and she said, if you got anything extra, she gave me some cash or whatever. And she was like, the rest of the cash I gave to another lady. She said she gave it to a lady or something like that. Just to be, and my auntie is that way. She will give you, she will, hey, you need this? Do you need that? She feeds the mailman every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I went to the supermarket to go get a couple of things for her. And a person that I played basketball with bumped into me. And they were behind me, checked out at the same time. And they left. They left their money, et cetera, et cetera. And they just couldn't. And I know them. It wasn't like they were trying to pull one or anything like that. It was just we didn't know we was going to bump into each other anyway. And I went ahead and paid for their groceries. Right? Didn't think nothing, didn't ask for it back. As a matter of fact, I still haven't seen that person since, and that was years ago. That was before the pandemic.
Okay.
And then there was a day when I was, there was like a month when I was just up. I'm talking about, I'm up, hype. I'm out here buying crazy bottles.
Really?
Not of alcohol, because I don't drink like that. But I was buying a gang of... I like expensive water, though. I'm bougie when it comes to the water. But
okay, and what's your brand of choice?
Yeah, I just had... I like Evian. What's the other one that comes in? I can't think of the name right now, but it comes in a bottle. Orange and...
The Ultra, sweetie.
Huh? I mean a glass bottle. It's a glass bottle. I forgot what it is. You caught me on that one. I'll post my list on Twitter.
Yes, please. I'd like to know about your fancy water.
Yeah, yeah. I pay for these groceries and stuff like that. Then it was a month and I was just up. I just had extra cash laying around, and I hit my boy Drake up, and I sent him some coffee money or whatever. Mm-hmm. Some cats, you know, questioned it, but he was like, I guess he looked at the amount. He said, "Bro, is this for coffee?" I said, "Yes, please buy some coffee on me." And I did that to a couple of people, including Hype. Do we remember?
Oh, yeah, you did.
I did.
That was dope as shit. Yeah.
Yeah, and which I thought at the time, because this is when I really found out who Hype was. When she says she is who she is, you best believe her, right? Again, Hype was like maybe 4 or 5 on the list. I hit Drake. Drake was the first one. That's my guy. I sent him the money first. There was like three, four other people. And then it came to Hype. Sent Hype some coffee money. Hype replied, "Sir."
Oh, Hype the boy. That's like, oh shit.
She said,
"Tell the people."
She said, "Aren't you married?" And I said,
"Yeah, you sending me money for?"
I thought about it. I said, "Yeah, she's pretty accurate on that one. Yeah,
that's fucking inappropriate. Yeah. Your wife thought you sending niggas money? What now, the fuck are you doing?"
And so now I took a step back and I had to think about it. I said, "It makes sense," and I'm glad she checked me like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And all I could think of was, I was like, the first thing that popped in my head was, but my auntie do this shit all the time, right? I'm copying off my auntie. And so, Hype.
These messy Twitter streets under my watch, you not.
I know.
Shit.
I know.
Not
I
in
know.
These streets. Not up in here.
I know. When especially if you mention Twitter, you know that comes with a certain reputation. You know what I'm saying?
We have seen people's personal business on the
timeline. Oh, my. And I know what you're talking about. I know.
Sir. I'm not going to do it with you. We're not having that here. Okay?
Like, when I tell you I just sat back and watched that whole, I said, I'm just watching. Popcorn ready.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at that. You just had to be there.
It was a great day. It was one hell of a day on Twitter.
That's when Twitter took over work. Like, I was at work, but work was like, nah, I see what you got. Go ahead, player, and just let us know.
None of us were doing anything.
No, we did no work that day.
None of us.
Yeah, we was like,
did no work.
That was one of them episodes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. But I didn't want any of that because, oh, God, no. Because I get a lot of the married ones.
Yeah.
Trying to say something.
I get
and then you.
You
got to send them packing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it. So I took a step back and I said, what went wrong? But then I had to realize, dog, this is Twitter. And half of the world is on here. You never know what's attached to this. You don't know this person or anything like that. So I took that L. But I'm here to say that's where it stemmed from. That's where it came from. It was just one of those things where it trickled down from what I seen.
You came here forward.
Yeah. Something like that.
Well, we had good intentions, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. For years, I've been meaning to just straighten that out.
Oh, no, your response was cool, and I think you understood what I meant, and you, of course, you didn't mean no offense, and I didn't think you meant any offense, but I'm very direct.
Yeah.
I'm very direct.
Yeah.
Because whatever you say to me behind closed doors can be said in front of other people.
Right.
I say what I mean. If I said it, I meant it.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that all of my interactions, especially in the interweb space, because it can be misconstrued, that my intentions are clear, regardless of what somebody else's is. I got to be worried about myself.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I need to know how long do you think we will be on Twitter?
I don't think the app is going anywhere anytime soon. I think the idea of it like going away or Elon messing it up is just another way of advertising and bringing people toward it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going it's not going to MySpace no time soon. I think we would get rid of Facebook before we get rid of Twitter.
Hmm.
I think Facebook would morph into a different, like rebrand and become something different. Because remember, they own Instagram and they own WhatsApp. So they have at any given point to put all their eggs in one basket with Instagram. Because it's actually more popular than Facebook. Yeah. I believe Twitter's not really going to go anywhere. Now, does Twitter, everything really starts on Twitter or TikTok? This much we do know now.
Yeah. TikTok took off too.
TikTok has more users than Twitter. Twitter has less than 17% of the world's population on it. Less than 17%.
Really? I did not know that.
So this is the thing. I need all of you under the sound of my voice to understand. The internet is not half the population. Half of the world's population is not on the internet. You can Google it. He is your friend. He works for you and me for free. And he will tell you that all of us are not on here. But however, this little part of the world is pushing culture forward.
Hmm.
And if you don't play into it, it's not really going to affect your life. I like Twitter because it's entertaining. I'm here to be entertained. Have I learned some things? Sure. Have I made some friends? Yes. But it's not the cornerstone of my personality or who I am. It doesn't make me interesting. It's just another extension of me. I'm already interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have a lot of, I don't know. People put so much credence into the things that they see on the web. I don't really care for it. Like, if it went tomorrow, I'd still be okay.
What's the best part of Twitter to you?
Oh, when they dragging niggas through the street. That shit is fun to watch. When somebody's getting snatched by their baby hairs over the Twitter calls, oh my God, I am in heaven. I feel like Twitter can be really, really mean, but really, really uplifting all at the same time. Because when they really want to get behind you, they get behind you. I think it's very entertaining. Do I get upset sometimes when I see certain things? Absolutely. But who doesn't? We're human. And that's when I log off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When it gets to the point where I'm too involved in something and I can actually feel the tension in my shoulders, that's when I'll log off.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I would say for myself, the best part is, like I just finished saying, I could have a whole 10-minute segment with with Denny about basketball or football or something like that, and we just going back and forth like we have been friends since we were like 7.
You know? And I love that too. Yeah. I love that because you can do that with your TV shows, you can do that with your movies, your music, whatever you tweet about. It opens up another corner of Twitter that other like-minded people are standing in. And that's I think that's the fun part. That's where the entertainment comes from.
Yeah.
Because you find people that watch your show. You find people that like your favorite rapper like you do. You find people that can actually break down a song the way you can. You're like, oh, there's smart people out there like me that like the stuff that I like. You know what I mean? So I love that. I love the fact that you and Denny can do that.
Yeah. That's my guy, right? Tell him that I'm his best friend.
I will tell him.
Yeah, tell him he good in my book, man. He really is.
That's my sister got me another soulmate. I believe my sister's my soulmate. My brother-in-law is a soulmate. And I believe Penrose is a soulmate. I have 3 on this planet walking around. And I think my brother-in-law is one of them.
Shout out to Penrose. We had a brief exchange about Penrose. What was that? Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah. He is an interesting guy. I like him.
My musical instrument.
Yeah, yeah. Penrose is different. One day, Penrose called me. I think it was FaceTime because we on FaceTime status. I like to see your expression. I wanted to show
me
you.
Me too. Hey, I would much rather be visual. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. He called me and his shirt was off. And that's what I said. Now, I know it wasn't nothing crazy. He was in the kitchen and maybe washing dishes or something like that. And I said, I see where our friendship is at. Okay, I get it. And I said that to myself. I said, all right, we're here. He's super comfortable. You know, he's washing his shirt is off. But I had to ask him. I said, next, you know, why'd you call me like that? Like, I wasn't expecting that. You know what I'm saying?
Put his shirt on, nigga.
Yeah, but just put his shirt on. Tank top or something. Nigga. You know? It just caught me off guard. Cool cat. Let me tell you about the positive traits that man has. That's one guy who will, he'll check the temperature and he'll see how you are, who you are, and things like that. But he's not afraid to admit when he was wrong. And that's major to him. That's what I like about him the most, is that he will hold himself accountable with, except for candy corn. I'm not sure what kind of Stockholm syndrome is going on with that, but that's cool. But anything else, he will call himself to the table and he say, "My bad," and yeah, that's a cool cat. What do you think about Mr. Penrose and his candy corn addiction?
I don't know why you keep hanging up on me, bro.
That was me?
I don't know what's going on with you.
I'm
sitting here at the island in my kitchen. I'm not even touching my phone. I'm in the kitchen sitting there by the island. I'm like, don't touch your phone. Don't get responsible for that stupid.
I don't know what happened. You know what? I did hover over the phone for a minute. Maybe that was me. I apologize.
No worries.
Before we got disconnected, I was going to ask, what is something that's special about Penrose to you?
He's really smart. I like smart people. I consider myself a smarty odd nigga. He always teaches me something, and talking to him is good for me. Like we have conversations where we don't even agree, but at the end of it, it's like, I see your side. I see my side. Like we can actually bring a perspective to a conversation that I wasn't thinking about, and vice versa. I kind of see myself in him a lot, especially when we're talking to each other. I feel like I'm talking into a mirror sometimes. But the one, I do love the fact that how smart he is, but the one thing, he is fun. I have some of the most fun I've had in a very long time with him. We also fight like cats and dogs because we're so much alike. We fight a lot. But I love that he's smart and he can teach me things. And he's just a lot of fun. I know I'm going to have fun when I'm with him. And I'm the type of person, if I'm going to leave my house and I got to put a bra on for it, it better be fun.
Shout out to Perrin Rose. All of this is a setup. I like all y'all.
Thank you.
Yes, but I'm not afraid
to like you
that.
Too.
Yeah, I'll steal y'all energy. I need that.
Your energy is something else. Like when I listen to your podcast, when you be breaking on people, and you don't break, but you break. And I like that. And your breaking is not like, you're not screaming and hollering. You're just going to deliver a really amazing one-liner. I'll be like, yeah, I hate them too. That's how I feel. And I always agree. You ain't never far off, friend. You ain't never far off.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No, but I, being at this age and part of this journey, I want to surround myself by people who are still driven by goals that they have, our goals they keep setting, having fun, even though I know, I may not know y'all personally, but I just know we go through some stuff, you know? So to maintain your character, to maintain who you are, I got to salute you. That's what I was calling you for.
Oh, thank you so much. It has been a rough couple of months with this conversation and just hearing that really, really.
You wear
really
it.
Helped just now. You have no idea.
You wear it. You know?
Thank you.
We walk this planet a lot, and we know some people just don't digest that. They don't understand what people are going through. You know what I mean? And like I said, I really don't need to know personally what y'all going through. I just know that, hey, y'all wake up every day, and y'all going to give us a portion of some great energy. And so I salute you. I brought up Penrose because he's involved in this. He don't like to pass the ball in 2K though, Hype. That's the problem I have with him. He doesn't like to share the rock. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what we're gonna do about that. That's part of our friendship that we haven't really unlocked and talked about. But he's super cool. He will motivate you. He will inspire you. You know what I'm saying? You probably have one of those crying moments. You know, crying, laughing. Well, those are the good ones when you get to cry and laugh at the same time because he told you something.
Yes. Yes. He gives pretty good advice. And you're right. He definitely will motivate you.
Yeah.
He definitely will.
He has a hard time motivating himself to pass me the damn ball. But that's cool.
He loves his 2K.
But he always want to go to the rec when I'm all right. Not too much on that. It's about hype.
All his business on my show. No.
When you see Penrose, when you see Danny, when you see Steph with the F.
Yeah. That's right.
Please tell them I said thank you.
I will.
Keep going. And it's not just you don't have a follower or a listener. Is you got a whole as human that stays on the other side of the planet that's saying, hey, I'm watching, I appreciate it, and y'all help me.
Thank you, my Cali brother.
So
we like you a lot over here. We do.
Hey, look, so...
Like a lot of people, so count yourself blessed to be among the number.
I appreciate that. I also, during my Twitter journey, I try to... It's strategic on how I do things. I might ask certain questions directly, or I just might ask the field. I like to eat. And there's certain foods that I like more than others.
Okay.
I need to know your top three dishes. And if, by chance, no, I don't like that word, not if, when we touch down in New York, will I be able to get that dish?
If you guys come to New York, I will definitely have you guys over for dinner. So you're really telling the world that I can cook, huh?
Yes.
That's what you're doing right now?
Yeah. Yeah. Receipts.
Receipts. All right. Yes. I like to consider myself a domesticated animal, right? Yes. So I do all the domesticated stuff, and I can also beat your ass. So that's who I am. I cook really well. I don't even consider myself a cook anymore. I'm definitely the family chef. Okay. So my most requested meals are definitely my fried chicken.
Okay.
In any form. So you can have it popcorn, you can have it strips, you can have any type of, my fried chicken is lit. So that's one of my most requested. Let's see, what's most recently these people are requesting? So I do really good Italian cooking. I do really good Asian cooking. I'm also Puerto Rican, so you get to have that. I'm also Jamaican. You can have that as well. So I really can't tell you what my top dishes are. It really depends on who's asking. But I really can cook anything, like anything. Like I can make etouffee from scratch. Like I'm from New Orleans.
Now I asked you this question on Twitter, Hype. I asked you this question on Twitter.
Yes.
Now I'm about to ask you on the phone. Because I didn't get the answer that I wanted on Twitter.
What? What was the question?
One of my favorite dishes is enchiladas.
So I've never made an enchilada, but I definitely will. I'm going to do it now because now you want one.
You told me that exact answer on Twitter. Like, yeah. I never made them. And I said,
I never made them. I'll eat them. I tear up at a chicken enchilada. Trust me. But I'll make you one.
Okay. Okay. Because, and here's the thing. Before I knew, and I don't know if you could or if you can't, but I never, mm-hmm. I wasn't following you because you know how to cook.
Mm-hmm.
You give me, you know how to cook. So that's why I'm like, she knows, I want enchiladas. That's one of my, enchiladas and macaroni and cheese. Those are my top two, right?
Because you're from California, you're Spanish or Latin food, whoever's saying the word, is Mexican, right?
Yes, yep, yeah.
Okay, so Mexican is very common down in the South and over by y'all. That's what y'all consider Latin food.
Mm-hmm.
We have more than, we have Mexican, plus we have, I'm Puerto Rican, and then Dominican, mm-hmm. and then Ecuador. We have all of those different foods.
Yeah.
My Mexican cooking is pretty good, but I think you should start trying Puerto Rican food.
Oh, we're going to do better than that. That's what I'm coming for.
You come for some Puerto Rican food. You come for my empanadas. You come for my coyote style. Come through. Yes.
Yeah, I want all that.
Mama gets busy.
What you just said?
Mama gets busy in here.
Let me get two of those. Yeah, I want that.
Puerto Rican is absolutely fantastic. That is stewed chicken, if anybody doesn't know what that is. My Puerto Rican style is amazing. My empanadas are fantastic. My son actually has an empanada business where he has my recipe and he's actually selling empanadas. I'm a really good chef.
You put New York on the calendar. Just to let you know, when I send you this text, is up. That means my wheels is up and I'm headed that way. It's time. Look, pick one. It's either it's up or it's time.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. To get that.
No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah, because I need that.
Cooking for people is a form of love for me. Like, this is why I don't let niggas in my house. Because if I cook for them, they don't know how to leave.
Hmm.
But that's how much love and I put into my food. Whether it's a 15-minute dish or something that takes me 2 hours to make. People are ingesting this. Mm-hmm. I have to do this right. You have to do it with the right intention. So I love feeding people. I love entertaining. I have this big old apartment and I love when people come over and I can, and I love when people eat food and you know, they get that, you see the happiness in their face.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, I'm happy right now.
I really do.
I'm happy right now at the opportunity. So.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Like last night, my daughter wanted a Wingstop in the house. So I had to make Mexican horn, beer battered onion rings, fresh crinkle cut fries, and then I had to do wings. So I had to do all of that last night, and I did. Everything from scratch. Nothing frozen, nothing, everything from scratch.
Yeah, no, you can keep going. I'm writing my available fry out. Because I'm not about to play.
Cut.
Yeah,
like, we're not messing around in here.
Look, I'm a good
I'm
guest.
I'm about to make a big pot of chili right now for dinner.
And cornbread,
a big
too?
Pot of... They didn't ask for cornbread. The boys like theirs with white rice.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they like theirs. Whenever I make cornbread with the chili, they don't eat it.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. If you do make, I eat the cornbread. I had a pappy today.
You want the corn?
Yeah.
My cornbread is good too. Don't get me wrong. I'm also the one that does Thanksgiving for the whole family, and I'll cook it all by myself for like 15 people. I'm that guy.
Yeah, write that down too. Yeah, I got a lot going on in my notes. Now
I'm an all around regular. I'm a grown up. I'm a woman. Like I do all. I'm somebody's mom. I'm somebody's ex wife. I'm all of them things.
You're a woman's woman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the most important things that I need in my life is some type of alarm or notification, because so many things go on in my head that I'll forget. Do you know? Yesterday, I was at my daddy daughter dance. Yesterday, right?
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm sitting on the bench. This is winding down, and I looked at the time. It's around like 8 p.m. Do you know how scared I got when I thought I forgot to record with you?
Really?
No. So, because I'm not used to being off on a Friday. And it feels like a Saturday. So I'm sitting down. I'm like, yes, another daddy-daughter dance in the book. I'm good. I am good. Let's go home. I get to play the game. You know what I'm saying? And then I said,
yeah.
And then my body stopped and said, did you forget to record? I said, oh my. I looked at the time and said 8 o'clock. I said, oh shit.
No,
in the gym, there's no service. So I don't get service.
You just hate that?
Yeah, it's zero service in that gym. So I'm not receiving texts. I can't send no texts out. I get back home. I start getting a lot of text messages and stuff like that. I said, ooh, I know she cussing me out right now. I'm like, I'm so. And then I realized, I said, wait a minute, fool. It's Friday. And I was like, but that's how important that episode was. I was scared. Have you report card that you didn't want to get back home? Because your parents?
The panic.
Yeah.
I know that panic.
That's how I felt. That's how I felt if I, were they at home when they called? That's how I felt. I was scared. I was like, oh my God, I forgot to.
No, we're good. You made it. Because then this morning, you're like, you said like it's going to be, what, you said an hour? I was just like, let me go drink some tea.
Oh yeah, I looked at the message. I said 30, honestly, I am tripping.
I was like, I guess some tea. I sound like Martin. Good morning to you. I can't do this right now. I don't even have my good voice on yet.
Hi, before we get out of here, like I said, I need a notification, an alarm. I feel like if I had you as one of my alarms, it would motivate me, right?
What would you like me to say?
Well, that was the last question. What would you say?
Oh man, am I waking up out of sleep?
Yeah, this is.
Or you just need it to motivate you to do something.
This is a more of a man. You know what? This is one of the most important alarms. This is that Monday morning one, getting ready for the week.
Okay, let me see. That's a great question.
Yeah, but look,
get up, you extraordinary nigga. That's what I'm saying.
And I would take it.
There's a little story behind that. So whenever Penrose has to go on stage, whenever he does something live, or and most time if I'm available, right before he goes on, he calls me and I literally say the lyrics from Jay-Z, Say Hello to Bad Guy, where he's like, you're extraordinary nigga. Extraordinary figures. I do the whole thing for him and then he goes on stage. So that's your alarm.
See? That's dope.
That's your alarm.
Now look.
Get out,
now
you
look.
Extraordinary nigga.
Now look. You know that I'm a West Coast cat. Sometimes we hit that snooze button.
Uh-huh.
You don't play those games. I might hit that snooze button, but just in case I do, you got a backup. You got a backup alarm plan. What does that one sound like? What is that one when I roll over and I'm like, all right, I got at least 3 more minutes. Give me 3 more minutes. I hit that snooze button, but immediately you would say,
in the words of DMX, get up, nigga! Oh, get up, nigga! Like that literally what one would be. Earl is my guy. Yeah. Long live Earl. all day. And when I want to put a little gas in my boots, I turn into DMX.
Yeah.
Get a growl in you.
Yeah.
Get a growl in you. I growl at people too. So
I respect it.
Yes. Yeah.
I respect it. I respect you. I respect your tree. Oh. Y'all are some beautiful people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm glad it comes across that way.
I just want to say this before we call it quits, yeah. Is that when you are having one of the, like you said, you know, you past couple of months been kind of rough.
Uh-huh.
You have a couple of days where it's just not, you know, just not clicking. Just know when you're going through those moments, when you're going through those times, that it's a cat on the West Coast that's saying, hey, I like y'all niggas. Y'all niggas is dope. Okay, get through that shit and keep me entertained.
I'ma try. I try my best.
And we're gonna help Penrose out too.
He'll be alright.
Yeah, he'll be alright. He'll be alright.
He's doing all right.
Oh, now the most important thing is because they've been hearing me being motivated and pushed and praise and things like that. Where could they find you so they know what the hell I'm talking about?
I am Hype Williams with a Z on all platforms. My Instagram is private because I don't like you niggas.
Mm.
But you're welcome to follow my riffraff on the Twitters and on the TikToks. I speak to everyone as long as you're speaking to me with respect. As soon as you step out of line, you will be dismissed. I have no problem blocking any of you because I don't need you bitches.
Nigga.
And with that said, have a great Saturday, y'all. Mm.
And also, I want to give a special shout out to Queen Poison because she's the one that said it's got to be hype.
That's my shug. I love that girl. That's a person I know in real life. Mm. She is fantastic, and I love the way she smells. I love the way she talks. I love everything about her. She is one of my favorite people I've ever met in the Twitterverse. So I'm so very pleased that she suggested me.
Look at all these people. All these goddamn people.
That's my boo. That's my boo. Sugar's my boo. I'll beat somebody's ass for sure, for real. That's my boo. You don't know.
Shout out to Queen Poison.
Yeah, Queen Poison.